On top of the Municipal Services Building in Dubuque, rows and rows of solar panels are soaking up the sunshine.
So we're up on the roof now.
John Klosterman is with the Public Works Department for the City of Dubuque.
And in front of us is the array of solar panels. And there's 840 individual solar panels, which are lined up in 77 rows on an average day. The system is set up to generate 240 kilowatt hours.
Or enough to provide a third of the electricity for the big warehouse-sized building. The project is designed to help the city reach its ambitious goals for reducing carbon dioxide emissions. But before work was even completed on the million-dollar system, Alliant Energy cried foul. And now the Iowa Supreme Court will decide whether Dubuque's original plan to pay for the project is legit. Justin Foss is a spokesman for Alliant Energy.
When Alliant was first made aware of the intention and the plans that the city of Dubuque were undertaking, we made the city aware of the rules governing electricity distribution in the state of Iowa.
Foss says unlike in some other states, electricity rates are still regulated here. That means Alliant has the right and the responsibility to serve a given territory. No competition allowed.
Right now, yes. These are our customers.
But a much smaller company says maybe not.
Eagle Point Solar, this is Vicki. Can I help you?
Dubuque-based Eagle Point Solar is fighting Alliant, MidAmerican Energy, and the Iowa Utilities Board in court.
Well, what's at stake for me...
That's CEO Barry Shear.
...is the ability to sell solar photovoltaic systems to municipalities, schools and universities, churches, and other non-taxable entities.
Shear explains that nonprofits like municipalities don't pay taxes, so they can't take advantage of solar power tax credits. So Dubuque planned to finance the project with something called a third-party power purchase agreement. A third party, in this case a bank, would buy the solar system. Dubuque would then buy the power that's generated at rates comparable to Alliant's. In court, one of the big utilities argued that if the power purchase agreements catch on, solar installations would soar. Barry Shear says, well, yeah.
Exactly. That's the objective.
Shear says when Alliant objected, Dubuque entered into a lease purchase with Eagle Point instead. But Shear predicts more municipalities and schools will jump into solar if they win their court fight, because he says power purchase agreements make the cost to the nonprofit more predictable. Eagle Point is also planning to push the legislature to approve power purchase agreements. Dubuque Democrat Pam Yoakum tried that once and may try again.
In 2011, I actually introduced a piece of legislation that was modeled after Wisconsin law that would have clarified that power purchase agreements would be authorized and legal in the state of Iowa. There is, of course, a lot of pushback.
Back on the rooftop, John Klosterman says at least right away, saving money is not assured with solar. But he says that's not the main objective.
You know, it's one of the goals of the city to reduce our CO2 over the years. And this is just a project to see how much we can really do that.
Meanwhile, the Iowa Supreme Court will hear more arguments in the case later this month. In Dubuque, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.